You're listening to Sleep Tight Science.
Did you know that on average, a person spends about 6 years dreaming?
What?
That's a lot of time spent in the world of dreams. Just imagine what fantastic adventures, silly situations, and funny scenarios our minds create while we sleep. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Sleep Tight Science, a bedtime show that answers your questions about science. In this episode, we will learn about the wonderful world of sleep and dreams and answer some of the questions you, our listeners, have submitted about this topic and others. Have you ever wondered why we need to sleep? And what happens to our bodies and minds while asleep? And why can't we just stay up all night reading stories? In this episode, we are going to try and find out why. If you have listened to all our episodes, you will notice that we have covered the topic of sleep before. Still, while a tiny bit of what we explore today appeared in that episode, we will focus this time on the brain and dreams. First, let's review why sleep is important. Just like we need food and water to stay healthy, our bodies need sleep to function properly. Sleep is a restorative process that helps our bodies grow, repair themselves, and recharge for the next day. Sleep takes up a big chunk of our lives, about one-third. It's when our bodies rest and our brains process all the information we gather during the day. Getting enough sleep is important because when we don't, we feel tired, confused, and sometimes, in extreme cases, even see things that aren't really there. If we don't get enough sleep, we just can't have our best day. Sleep happens naturally as part of a 24-hour cycle of being awake and asleep. It's a different state of mind where we can easily wake up if something happens. During sleep, our brains are still active, but they work differently compared to when we are awake. Scientists study sleep by watching how people behave while sleeping and measuring their brain waves using a special machine called an electrocephalograph, or EEG. Our brains are always busy producing electrical signals as messages pass between the many tiny cells in our brain. The type of brain waves we have changes depending on whether we're awake, alert, falling asleep, or in a deep sleep. When we dream, it's our brain's way of organizing the things we experienced during the day and storing them in our memory. Dreams happen while our brain is busy sorting out the memories from the previous day. Since we're in a different state of mind during sleep, the memories can get mixed up and become strange and silly dreams. Sleep follows a specific order of events that happen in a repeating pattern. When we fall asleep, there are four stages of sleep that we go through. It starts with a stage where we are almost awake. Then we move into a deeper stage called NREM sleep. During this stage, our heart rate and breathing slow down and our brain activity decreases. After about 90 minutes, we transition from deep sleep to a lighter sleep called REM sleep, which stands for rapid eye movement. During REM sleep, our eyes move quickly under our closed eyelids, and that is when dreaming happens. Our breathing and heart rate increase, and our brain activity becomes more active. Interestingly, during REM sleep, our muscles become paralyzed, which means they don't move. This might be to prevent us from acting out our dreams. After about 5 to 10 minutes in REM sleep, we go back to deep sleep. This pattern repeats itself up to 5 times during the night. REM sleep occurs approximately every 90 minutes. As the night progresses, the periods of deep sleep become shorter, and the REM sleep periods become longer. The last REM sleep period can last up to 50 minutes. Before we continue with this topic, we have some questions to answer that are somewhat unrelated. Aria Corman, aged 6, asked, "How do clothes stay on?" When you hold your clothes up with your hands, they fall down. But when you put them on your body, they stay up. Your clothes don't fall down because of a special force called friction. When you hold clothes up with your hands, gravity pulls them down because there's not enough friction to keep them in place. But when you put those clothes on your body, something magical happens. Your body creates friction between your skin and your clothes. Friction is like a friendly handshake between surfaces that helps them stick together. So, when you wear clothes, the friction between your skin and the fabric keeps them from falling down. Now, there's another cool trick that has some effect here too. The clothes you wear usually have different shapes and sizes, like sleeves and pant legs. These special shapes fit snugly around your body parts, like your arms and legs. This helps to create even more friction, like a tight hug, keeping the clothes in place. Thank you for your question, Aria. Cynthia, Cece, Carolina, and John from Maplewood, New Jersey want to know, how are stars made? Stars, those twinkling points of light in the night sky, are born from enormous clouds of gas and dust floating in space. These clouds are called nebula. According to what we read, something amazing happens within these nebula. Gravity, a force that pulls things together, starts to do its work. It starts squeezing and pulling the gas and dust closer and closer together. Imagine giving a big cosmic bear hug to a cloud of gas and dust. As the gas and dust come closer, something incredible begins to occur. The immense pressure and heat at the center of this clump of gas and dust becomes so intense that it triggers a process called nuclear fusion. Nuclear fusion is when atoms in the gas come together and release a tremendous amount of energy in the form of light and heat. This energy is what makes the star shine brightly. The star becomes a gigantic ball of glowing gas, like a humongous fiery furnace. But stars are not all the same. They come in different sizes, just like, say, an apple. apples can be small, like little twinkling stars, while others are bigger, like shining supergiant stars. Some stars, like our sun, are considered medium-sized. Others can be much larger or smaller. The size of a star depends on how much gas and dust came together during its formation. Thank you for your question. Amelia, who is 6, from Nottingham, England, asks, "What is your brain made of?" The brain is made up of something called cells. These cells are very tiny, and they are called neurons. Imagine your brain is like a super city. The neurons are busy workers. They have a very important job. They help our brain do all the incredible things it can do. These neurons are like messengers that send information all around our brain and body. But what are these neurons made of? Well, they are made up of different parts. One important part is called the cell body. It's like the headquarters of the neuron. Another important part is called the axon. Think of it as a long, thin wire that carries messages from one neuron to another. And then there are these little branches called dendrites, which help the neurons receive messages from other neurons. Now, this is interesting. I read that our brains have billions and billions of these neurons. They work together to help us think, learn, feel, and do all sorts of amazing things. They're like a big team, each playing their part to make your brain work its magic. If we zoom out a bit, we can see that the brain is made up of special tissues called gray matter, where the neurons are located, and white matter, where the axons are. It's protected by the skull and cushioned by cerebrospinal fluid. There's even some fat around it for insulation. Thank you, Amelia. What are dreams? Dreams are a series of images, emotions, and sensations that we experience while we sleep. They can be vivid and sometimes even strange or super silly. Scientists are still studying why we dream, but there are a few theories. One theory, which we can call memory consolidation, suggests that dreams help us process and make sense of the things we experienced during the day. For example, if you played a fun game or had a challenging test, your brain might use dreams to review or learn from those experiences. Dreams can also be influenced by our thoughts, feelings, and even the things we watch or read before bedtime. This is one reason why I don't like watching scary movies or reading scary books before bed. I'm scared they will influence my dreams. During REM sleep, our muscles become temporarily paralyzed, which is good because it prevents us from physically acting out our dreams. Imagine if you were having a dream about playing soccer and started kicking your legs in bed. Dreams may contribute to emotional regulation and psychological well-being. During REM sleep, when most vivid dreaming occurs, our brains may process and regulate emotions, helping us cope with challenging experiences or relieve emotional tensions. This theory is often called emotional regulation. Some scientists propose that dreams serve as a platform for problem solving and creative thinking. Dreams may provide a space for our minds to explore alternate solutions, connect unrelated ideas, or engage in imaginative thinking. Another theory, called cognitive development, says that dreams may play a role in cognitive development, especially during childhood. They could contribute to brain maturation, learning processes, and the integration of new experiences into existing knowledge frameworks. Some scientists suggest that dreams can act as a rehearsal for threatening or challenging situations. Dreams help us prepare for real-life challenges by simulating potential dangers, enhance our survival instincts, or practice adaptive responses. Would being stuck in a room filled with endless supplies of delicious ice cream and struggling to eat it all count as a challenging situation? What is lucid dreaming? Imagine for a moment you are in a dream, exploring a magical land or flying through the sky. Maybe you are exploring a huge shopping center that only sells cookies and ice cream. Suddenly, you realize something incredible. You're aware that you're dreaming. This special kind of dreaming is called lucid dreaming. In a lucid dream, you become like a superhero of dreams, with the ability to be aware that you're inside a dream world. What makes lucid dreaming so amazing is that once you realize you're in a dream, you can sometimes control the dream itself. You can become the director, the artist, and the main character all at once. You can decide where to go, what to do, and even change the dream's storyline. It's like having a superpower within the dream realm. You can be anything you want to be. Scientists have conducted studies using brain monitoring techniques such as electroencephalography to observe and measure brain activity during lucid dreaming. These studies have provided evidence that the brain exhibits unique patterns during lucid dreaming, distinguishing it from regular dreaming. Now, how does this happen? Well, scientists believe that lucid dreaming occurs when the parts of your brain responsible for self-awareness and decision-making wake up while you're still in a dream. It's like your brain is saying, "Hey, guess what? You're dreaming right now." But becoming aware in a dream and mastering the art of lucid dreaming takes practice. It's like training your dream detecting muscles. Some people use special techniques, like reality checks, where they question if they're dreaming throughout the day. Others keep dream journals, writing down their dreams every morning to increase their awareness. Once you become skilled at lucid dreaming, the possibilities are endless. You can explore the mythical forest, meet unicorns and gnomes, become the greatest hockey player ever, or even visit a shopping center full of cookies and ice cream. Fun facts. Did you know 12% of people dream entirely in black and white. Older people dream in black and white more often than younger people. Two-thirds of a cat's life is spent asleep. I think they are only awake when you want to sleep or they want to eat. Did you know that the word dream comes from an old English word dram, which means illusion or phantom? Dreams can certainly create some fantastical illusions. Within 5 minutes of waking up, 50% of your dream is forgotten. After an additional 5 minutes, 90% of recollection is gone. It's likely due to our brains being used much more as soon as we're awake, so we forget much of what we've dreamed about. Have you ever experienced a hypnic jerk while falling asleep? I have, and I don't like them very much. It's that sudden feeling of falling or jerking awake. It's like your brain saying, "Oops, just kidding." Some people have reported having inception-like dreams within dreams. It's like a dreamception. Having a dream within a dream sounds hard. Did you know that animals also dream? Studies have shown that animals like dogs, cats, and even birds have been observed exhibiting similar brainwave patterns during sleep, suggesting they might be dreaming too. Have you ever watched a dog run and bark in its sleep? Snoring might be annoying, but did you know that some people can snore as loud as a lawnmower? It's like having a sound effects machine right in your bedroom. Sleep deprivation can make people do funny things. Have you ever tried putting your shoes on the wrong feet? Or pouring milk into your cereal box instead of a bowl? Lack of sleep can turn us into real-life comedy acts. In this episode, we learned about the different stages of sleep and how we dream, why sleep is important, and what our brain does while we sleep. When we are sleeping, our brain is busy working, sorting through the day's events and information, and filing it away. Sleep helps our body to rest and recharge. Without enough sleep, we feel tired, confused, and are just not ready to have our best day. This episode was made with questions from Aria Corman, Cynthia, Cece, Carolina, and John from Maplewood, New Jersey, Amelia from Nottingham, England, and Aria Gohat. Thank you to Max and Carly, Robbie, Avni Rose Gotham, and Samuel from Chicago. We hope to use your ideas in future episodes. We love getting your feedback on our show. If you have any feedback, please send it our way. And also, we would love it if you left us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Your review might help others decide to listen to our show too. If you'd like to send us questions, please send them to hello@sleeptightscience.com. Thank you, and sleep tight.